Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. We are back on the air with Roy and Adrian. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking for a great night. What's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
Well, there's been a lot going on since the last time that we have been on for a while, and we've come across a lot of great, interesting people. It's been really an exciting journey, not just psychically, but learning about all types of different types of healing that is out there and how we can help people with what's going on around the world. And first of all, I'd just like to mention about this movie that just came out. Did you want to explain a little about that, Roy?
Yeah, this is a new movie that just came out. It's called Project Almanac. What's interesting about the movie, it goes into time travel, goes into time machines, and I thought that was really interesting. And it was the old movie, the time machine where they had to use a chair. These teenage kids, they were able to find out more about what one of the kids' father was doing, working for the government. So he was able to put together like a backpack type time machine where he could, use different digital equipment, along with it. And, and the only thing is it wasn't able to go that far back into time, but what they were able to do was, it was great. And what do you have to add to that, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention that, yeah, it is a very powerful movie. And, to learn more about time travel and time travelers and about how people can go back in time and they can change the future, or they can go back and they can see their future selves, or it makes a lot of sense of what's really going on around the world with all these different projects going on. How we learned about Montauk Chronicles and Monarch and Shutter Island and all these projects, government projects. There's definitely a lot more going on out there than what we know. And of course, we've talked about Area 51, about their projects and the Men in Black and the alien races and, we talked about programs and deprogramming and telekinesis and levitation, and I do believe that a lot of this stuff really does exist, and that we're only here to experience duality in the physical reality. So there is definitely a lot of things that are going on around the world that we cannot comprehend with our own minds. And these indigo children. And I want to talk a little bit about those children that you were talking about, Roy, about these children with the black eyes. Can you explain a little bit about them?
And that's interesting. A while back, I learned about these children that were people claimed that they had black eyes, and, and people were scared of them. They would, knock on, people's doors. They would appear out of nowhere, and they would try to see if they could, enter into these homes. And people would get some really weird, vibes, weird energy from it. And they would try to avoid them because they felt they were, something evil. And I thought that was interesting. And Also, I wanted to have you share with our listeners, Adrian, about you talked about future self. Can you share an experience that you had?
Well, about when I was younger, I would say I was probably about maybe about 19, 18, maybe I was a little older. And I saw my future self, and I was sitting in a car, and I was in a black limo with a tuxedo on, and my future self saw me, and we made eye contact. Our eyes locked on each other. And call this, you know, a vision, call this synchronicity, whatever it is, I saw my future self. And it was very real. It could have been on a different timeline, could have been in a different parallel. But yeah, I saw myself wealthy, and I basically, this goes back to, you know, meeting our agent Seth and how he has a black limo. So is it that we're seeing our future self on a subconscious level or in a physical reality, hyperspace, whatever you want to call it? I mean, it is definitely real. And these timelines are definitely getting thinner, because we are in the times of the ends of times programming. So, you know, we look around each other. We look around, you know, what's going on? You know, you're looking at all this disaster going on around the world. So there is definitely something that is a mass consciousness that is going on, and we're all being affected energetically. And there is definitely a lot of shifting going on around the world. You know, the earth is always shifting. So if the earth is always shifting, then that means energetically we're always shifting. And that's why, folks, it's important that you do a lot of meditation, a lot of grounding, carry a lot of stones with you, crystal quartz, meditate, you know, at least 2-3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Drink a lot of alkaline. Alkaline is very important. I can give you some real basic techniques on how to help you with a lot of what's going on, with a lot of the shifting going on around the world. And the best way to get rid of a lot of the shifting is you want to do what they call reversals. So when you do a reversal, you want to get a black and red candle. Some people like to use candles, or you can even use your pendulum. They like doing muscle testing. For the people that are the new agers, get some candles, get some clear water, and ask for the highest of your highest self, your higher self, tapping in your higher self, and focus your intent, focus your energy. And this will help to reduce a lot of that, what's going on with a lot of the shifting in your energetic fields. So this will help. You can do money reversals, or you can do regular reversals, whatever it is. But just make sure that you always send it up to your higher self, your oversoul. That is your higher self, your oversoul. And just ask for good intentions, ask your angels and your guides, connect with them, and they will help you to lead your path. So yeah, definitely, there is definitely a lot going on, Roy. Is there anything you want to comment on that?
No, that's amazing. We keep, you know, hearing, you know, different stories, you know, from different people, you know, who post on the internet, and, you know, a lot of people have seen a lot of UFOs, made, you know, alien contact. You know, people are even beginning to see a lot of portals that's been opened up, you know, up in the sky. We do know that, you know, a lot of these societies are trying to bring forward and open these stargates up, you know, and allowing these whatever entities that are coming through, you know, into this reality. And is there anything you want to share on that, Agent?
And I do believe that, you know, we were talking about these different technologies like those giant, what do they have them in China? They have them in different countries about these giant stargates.
Yeah.
That they're opening up portals, like on the movie Stargate. There was no coincidence why they made that movie Stargate. But I just want to comment on that, you know, about neological technologies, where we learned about the NeoCube. For those who have purchased the NeoCube, and you do know James Rink, you can go to his website, you can order a NeoCube, and this technology will allow you to access the stargates. But remember, when you use a NeoCube, to always remember, when you're done using the NeoCube, is always close the portal. Always close the stargates. Every time when I do a session, I always ask my Oversoul to connect to the mothership computers. And then you want to go back down. You want to put your desires in, put your wishes in, because wishes are a very high vibration. And then you want to, when you're done, you want to make sure you close all the portals. You want to make sure those portals close. If you have a radionic machine, which is called a wish box, and you can get those on Art Bell, you can go on his site, you can order on Art Bell for Art Bell fans. If you're into a lot of that kind of technology, you want to be very careful to remember to always close the portals in your higher self. You want to close those portals. But yeah, there is a lot of them opening up. There's definitely a lot of things going on, folks. Is there anything you want to comment on that, Roy?
A lot of this information that's coming forward is revealing a lot of the truth, you know, to a lot of people out there. And I think, you know, this is part of the awakening. You know, there is a rise of consciousness, whether people realize it or not. I think after 2012, you know, the earth started shifting, and that's when everybody's consciousness started, you know, rising also. So we are going through a transition. People are starting to notice, you know, their bodies are changing, their house changing. You know, a lot of things are changing in their life. The main thing is, you know, no matter what, you know, we're going through, we have to have faith. And this is what's going to help us through whatever we're experiencing right now. I just wanted to share that. Is there anything else, Adrian?
That is very true. There is definitely a lot going on. And, we do have a lot of callers. Looks like we got about four or five. So
let's go ahead and start
with our readings. Let's go to the first caller from the 510 area. 510.
Hi, welcome back, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tasha and I'm calling from California. I'm calling in for my sister, Tamika.
We welcome you back. And is there any way we can help you?
Yeah, she wants to know about her and Pierre. Do you see her seeing him soon and would the relationship evolve? What would there be a relationship evolving?
Adrian?
Are you regarding a friend of yours? Are you talking about you yourself? Or
I'm talking about my sister, Tamika, and her friend, Pierre.
And you want to know if they're going to have a relationship involved? involvement?
Yeah, will she see him soon?
Okay. Hold on a minute while I tap into her higher self, since she gives me permission. Now, I am seeing a relationship involving.
Okay.
Involvement.
Okay.
And I do feel that it is very distant right now.
Yes, that's true.
And there is a lack of communication, but I do see a bridge.
Okay.
I see a bridge building. That is, that's kind of symbolic for, you know, saying that there is a connection, but I see both of them on both sides of the bridge.
Yes, that's true.
To build that bridge, she needs to get what they call a bridge crystal.
Okay.
And she needs to keep that bridge crystal with her at all times to connect.
Okay.
And meditate
on
that bridge
crystal. Adrian, I wanted to share something. That crystal is an amethyst.
Okay.
Okay. And she's going through a spiritual healing right now. Both of them are. Yeah. Just wanted to share that. Adrian, go ahead.
You can get an amethyst bridge crystal, and that is for healing, and that is for psychic healing.
Okay.
And you can also get you a bridge rose quartz, and rose quartz is for love.
Okay, she has a rose quartz crystal.
Okay, but is it a bridge rose quartz?
No, I don't think so.
Tell her to get a bridge. Do you know what a bridge looks like?
No, not far as the crystal.
Okay. You can get a rose quartz bridge crystal. You can also get an amethyst bridge crystal. And what they look like is they're kind of long. In other words, you'll get a crystal quartz, but the crystal quartz is long on the edge.
Okay. I have one of those.
You have one of those?
Yeah, I had the it's a big peak of white crystal, and it has a curve towards the end. It's long.
Okay, well, that will build the rose quartz will build the bridge, and and the amethyst will build the bridge to her oversoul, to her higher self.
Okay. Do you see him moving in with her soon? Because he asked her, how much would you charge me to move in? So I want to know, is he going to stand by his request on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You know, how soon would that be?
It will be sometime this month, in about the middle of this month.
Okay.
But tell him
to be
February.
Can I ask for me? Can I ask a question for me?
Sure.
When do you see me and my friend Sean becoming closer?
Coming closer?
Yes. Or if we already close. Because we just reunited like 3 days ago.
Well, how closer do you want to get?
Real close to him. But I want to take my time with getting to know him all over again.
I mean, do you
were you
want to
in
get
a relationship
like,
with
yeah.
him before?
No, it was supposed to have been a relationship in the past, but due to me dating other people, and he was going and him dating other people, we never had a chance to connect.
Was he a threat to you at that time?
No.
Because you didn't trust him that well.
No, what it is was we was always friends, and it was a secret of him liking me, and my family never told me because they was like, "Oh, you into this person? You talking to this person?" And I'm like, "Oh, why y'all never said nothing?"
Was he? Did he like to drink?
No. As far as my knowledge, no. I don't think he ever had drink.
What I was going to ask
you is... Because
I'm
getting now.
Huh?
What I was going to ask you is, do you want to get romantically close with him or physically close with him?
Romantically close to him and physically close to him. Both.
So both. Okay, so he's not physically close to you yet.
No.
Okay. So
His name is Shondell, because we just reconnected with each other. We haven't seen each other for a long time, and we just recently met up with each other 3 days ago.
Did you have a falling out with him?
No. No.
So it was just a miscommunication?
By distance, yeah. But he had moved closer to me now, so we're able to see each other more when we can.
Well, he has a lot going on his plate right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I see a lot on his plate. And he's very scattered. His energy is very scattered.
Okay.
And he has a lot of, and I'm going to say this, and I say this with everybody, he has a lot of programming.
Okay.
And don't take it offensively that he's trying to pull away from you. It's just that he needs a lot of energetic work.
Okay.
In order for the relationship to build and to be strong.
Okay.
It's like you having a plant, but you gotta give everything that the plant needs to survive in the relationship.
Yeah, the nourishment. Yeah, the nourishment. Yeah.
It has to grow.
Yeah. Okay. So you get a time frame around that?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. Time frames are very hard to say because anything can change. Everything is shifting.
Okay.
Our mindset shifts a lot.
So you don't see us communicating that much?
But I can tell you it's going to be sometime this month.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. Us getting close and communicating. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's kind of like you asking, what is the numbers for the lottery for tonight? Well, I can't tell you that because it's always shifting.
Yeah, that's true.
It always shifts. So if you ask that question, your odds are about 100 out of nothing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So there is really no time frame.
Okay. But you know it's of this month.
Yeah, and time don't exist anyways. That's just that's just programming.
Okay. Do y'all know what crystal helps with releasing energy out of your body?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what crystal or stone helps to release energy that needs to be released out of your body?
Well, the best kind of crystal to get rid of negative energy is usually smoky quartz.
Okay.
That repels negativity.
Okay. What about sage? Does sage help?
Sage is really good. Sweet grass is really good. That's mainly for, like, if you have any kind of energetic spirits or fallen angels or demons that are attached to you. That you want to...
What about bathing in sea salt?
Okay.
Cleanse.
Sea salt. Okay. So that helps. So how long does it take to release the energy out of you?
It detoxes everything.
Oh, okay, cool. I need to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So would y'all be back on? Would y'all be
you
back
might
on like every
few days?
But
would
that's y'all be
just
back
part
on every
of
week?
Okay, Adrian, we need to move on to the next caller. Again, we will be, you know, doing our shows, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay. Okay.
And
I'm
we
glad
welcome
y'all
you back.
Back.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's go ahead with the next caller.
All right, let's go to the 734 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Diane, and I'm in Michigan.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm supposed to be getting a phone call tomorrow about a job, and I was kind of wondering how it would go, or I have no idea about the money or the hours or anything. So I just wondered how that would go.
Nature.
Hello?
Say that again. You were cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to get a phone call tomorrow for an interview about a job for being a router for phone calls. And I was just wondering if you had any idea how that was going to go. I have no idea how many hours it is or how much money or anything, and I was kind of wondering if it, you know, would be enough to make a difference in income.
Well, do you really want the job?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see here for a minute if I get any insight on that. I do see you getting a job, but I don't see you getting this job. I feel like something, you're going to be led to something that's going to really bring you joy. It's really going to bring you happiness.
Like what? What can you tell me about it?
What are your talents?
What are my talents?
Yeah.
Well, I can't do my old profession that I've done for 30 years because a year and a half ago I became ill and I'm looking at having to file for Social Security. And I've been a spiritual guidance counselor years ago and I did numerology years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But my body.
And what's preventing you from doing that now?
Connections or a place to do it. And my physical body's not real great anymore. And I could still probably do phone work.
Can you, have you ever done readings online?
No, I've only done it for friends and family on a, you know, that level.
Patron's a professional reader for online business, and they're always looking for new readers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's something that I used to really enjoy doing it, but the problem is when we get into numerology, it takes a little bit longer than a quickie reading, you know what I mean? It gets pretty deep.
Because you'll make more money by getting a longer reading.
Yeah,
they pay you for the amount of time that they spend with you.
Mhm. Well, I've done a lot of readings, and like one of my friends, after a half an hour, she made me quit because she said, "Man, I can't handle it. It's too much on, and I don't want to know anymore." You know what I mean? So. Some people can't.
Well, what does that say when they say that?
That they can't really, they're not ready for all of that truth right now.
Now, what that tells me is that the information that you're giving them, you go into a lot of detail, and a lot of people can't handle, you know, that much energy right away. You would want them to, you know, tell them to come back. You know, you could only do it for so long and then, you know, have them return for another reading. I'm telling you all this because my guides are telling me that you need to get into something more that you love.
Well, I thought this might be a foot in the door because it's routing calls for a psychic line, psychic readers.
Okay, so you will be doing readings?
No, I'd be routing the calls.
Okay, so you'll be sending them to the readers.
Right.
Okay. Main thing is, you know, when we do something and we do it good and we become a professional, people need to know more about, you know, what you have to offer. That's what's going to bring you in a lot of, you know, you'll become a lot more popular, you'll make a lot more money, and you'll feel a lot better about what you're doing.
Yeah. I have one other quick question, too. I'm kind of going through a divorce right now on top of it. Thank God for Mercury retrograde. It finishes everything up. But
yeah.
I was kind of wondering if you were feeling if that was going to be easier or a tougher road to hold to get through.
It's going to be a tougher.
Oh, I had the same feeling, too. I just didn't want to admit it. Wow. Well, no job and a divorce. Not really a good deal, is it? You don't have any good news for me, do you?
There is light at the end of the tunnel.
The good news is that you'll rise above it.
Yeah.
Been doing that for decades. Okay.
Have you ever listened to the talks of Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Oh, yeah, years ago.
But my guides are telling me you need to listen to him again, you know, whether it be, you know, buying some of his tapes or whatever. But one of the things that he always would say, and this always stuck to my mind, was it's not how hard you fall, but how high can you bounce back?
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it? I've been bouncing for a while.
Yeah, and we've all been there, time or another.
Yep, we're just going to look forward to spring being better.
You know, I wanted to share something with you. I was watching a video with about Walt Disney. And I don't know if you know anything about him, you know, the struggle that he went through to his childhood, but he was practically homeless and he didn't have any money to really, you know, feed himself.